The greatest thing Chris Dim just showed me. He always shows me these great little things. I never do anything like that for him. Just thinking about that.
No, you never really do.
I don't know where you sent one email this week and patted yourself on the back for 24 hours.
Did I do that?
Yeah, you sent a list to our good buddy B.B. Shea.
Yeah.
What of hot dog joints.
Oh, yeah, the hot dog joints.
And you tried to live off that for 24 hours.
I forgot about that.
I'm thinking about sending this to B.B. Shea because I'm a nice guy.
I am a nice guy. Interestingly, it's funny you say that. In fact, a P1 listener sent me this. It said, common habits that make you instantly unlikable at work. And the first one was pretending you're a nice guy when really you're not.
When everyone knows it.
They just said it out like that.
Yeah.
That was number one on the list. And the guy said, you could use this. It was a P1 listener, Tommy, who says, you could use this. The common habits that make you instantly unlikable at work. Number two.
Well, that can't be me.
Number two was making everything about yourself.
Huh. Well, that can't be me. What's next?
Obviously not me. It's ridiculous. Number three. Complains often.
No. Not you.
I don't know why. This must have been sent.
Yeah.
I don't know. This is erroneous.
Maybe there's another, like, you know, sometimes you start typing an address in your email.
Must have been it.
And it goes to the wrong person.
That's how I got in trouble. Remember, I was trying to send some very,
nudes.
Not nudes.
Gambling
not
notices?
Not gambling. It was my.
A weed order?
No. No. It was some payroll information to bury up in HR, and it accidentally went to B.B. Shea, showing some very sensitive documents about my paycheck.
Yes. B.B. Shea opened it up like that Nazi who opened right before his face melts in Raiders.
Yeah. I don't think B.B. Shea's ever seen a check with that many commas.
No, and he hadn't been the same.
No, it's been...
His face did not melt. No. Metaphorically, it did.
It's been strained between us since. That was a few years ago. And boy, egg on my face, sending it to the wrong person. Barry up in HR. Of course, he knows all this stuff.
Yeah. But he keeps it under lock and key.
Has to.
Does it like a movie where you buzz Barry? You're like, do you get my email? He's like, nope. You're like, yeah, I sent it to you with all my financials. Nope. And then you're like, huh? You go in your scent, and like the camera zooms in on you as your eyes get big. Oh no! I sent it to B.B. Shea. And it cuts to B.B. Shea downstairs, just staring at the screen because he can't believe
this can't be right.
Hey, Bob, get in here. You see this? Hey, Joe, come here.
I think I received this by mistake.
Sensitive information.
Did you guys get this too? Is it just me?
This was very sensitive information. And yes, that does happen sometimes. The other thing that makes you instantly unlikable at work, acting like you know things when you really don't. Now, that was my non-negotiable this year.
Yeah, one of them.
I failed on it.
You failed. Oh, yeah, because now, late in the year, you've almost prided yourself on this. You're like, I will tell you why the NBA is this. And now it's like you just want to speak on things you don't know about.
I failed on that one. I wrote down at the beginning of the year at least 10 non-negotiables. These were things I absolutely would or would not do in this year. And I've erased them as we've gone when I failed on them.
Yeah, the list is blank.
That's right. Now
I remember they're all gone.
Blank. Now it's just a blank sheet. Yeah, that's right. It was no Diet Cokes. Well, I fell off that first vacation. Yeah. Spring break, gone. Had a ton of Diet Coke. You know, that's been my demon.
Of course.
Forever. Haven't had one in a couple of months.
Yeah, you've done well.
But it's looming, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So anytime you get time off, my wife always sneaks them into my fridge in my hand.
Oh, yeah.
And she said, don't you want to just...
Sneaks it into your hand.
As I'm saying, just put it right beside me. You know, she's like, you know, if you want one.
Don't you
want
to have a holly jolly Christmas?
That's how she does it.
And you do.
Some other non-negotiables were, if I don't know the answer, I'm not going to say that I do. But I've done that now 100 times. You know?
You just wade in bluffing.
I've said, when I don't, sometimes I can't hear people, you know, especially like at the gym. And they'll say, because loud music's playing, and I'll just pretend to laugh along. Like,
yeah.
And I said, I'm not going to do that anymore. I have.
Yeah.
I've done that. I think it's embarrassing to keep asking, what? What do you say? You know, by the second time.
Mary broke her hip. That's fantastic. Great.
I know. I do that, you know. Yeah. And then they're like, what do you mean, huh?
Yeah. Ice came right into his house and got him. Perfect. He's a citizen, though. I know.
Crazy, isn't it?
He was born here. Ah, great. Good for him.
Yeah, out of touch. I have. You said ice came into his house and got him. I pictured like ice coming,
like an iceberg.
Frozen like an iceberg.
Or fjord.
Yes, like growing over, like in the movie Frozen, where it just grows around you and takes him. You were you're talking about the government agency.
Yeah,
you're talking about the government agency. So here's what Chris Dim did for me. Now, I'm a really, really nice guy. We know that. Mm. And earlier this week, I gave B.B. Shea some hot dog joints he could check out because he's our hot dog tester. Continuing to do that, by the way, even while on the hard 75.
Yeah, that was an awkward moment the other day.
Yeah, it was. It was impressive. He was like, I said, how do you do it? Magic, you know. Wouldn't you like to know? He's still able to eat hot dogs, but stay on his regimen of 75 days where he does perfect nutrition, perfect exercise, all of those things. Well, Chris Dim said, if you go to Google today, this is for anybody in the world, not just me. If you go to Google today, there'll be a Ms. Pac-Man logo on the home screen. And if you click on it, you can play Ms. Pac-Man on your computer with the arrow keys on your computer. And they're doing that because I guess this is the anniversary of when Ms. Pac-Man was put into Atari or whatever it was. And it came out in 1982. And so for the past 40 minutes, I've been clearing boards and eating ghosts.
All right.
So I'll owe this audience an apology for sure.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm out of it, man. There's also breaking news today in the world of dictionaries. You know, I guess all year we've heard like Webster's has named this their new entries into the dictionary, and you know these other dictionaries, the English Oxford Dictionary has put new words in. Well, now dictionary.com has named their word of the year. Would you like to guess what it is, Biggie?
I know what it is. We'll let Chris Dim guess.
He knows what it is.
Oh.
We saw it.
Yeah, I saw the news piece, if you will.
I got multiple emails and messages from people going, oh, my God.
The word of the year from dictionary.com is 6-7.
Yeah.
6-7.
This is it, folks. Put a nail in the coffin
it's
for
over.
Society.
It was a good run.
We're
it's
done.
Over.
Yeah.
You had a good run.
All right.
Almost made it to 250. You know, I mean, that hurts to get this close.
I mean, yeah, really.
To a milestone.
To be right there.
Yeah, we can't go. There's no going up anymore. We're on the decline now.
There were several nominees or finalists, but 6-7 won as Word of the Year from Dictionary.com. And Dictionary.com, when saying the definition, said there isn't one. There is no definition to what this is.
Has that reached the point? None of us have. I mean, Kelly, your daughter's too old to be kind of in that world, I think. She's not middle school anymore.
And my nephew is 14, and he loves it.
The fact that so many adults are now talking about it, does that mean it loses some of its coolness with the middle school?
I think it's dying.
Yeah.
It has to. Yes.
Although it is, I had a friend of mine say his son loves it, and his son only loves it because it makes adults mad.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't have a meaning. It means absolutely nothing. And he thinks it's funny that adults get mad about that.
Well, surprisingly, I don't get that angry over this. Although, yeah. I mean, usually, of course, that would anger me. I don't know why. My nephew, he's 14. I'm spending more time in the. I'm dragging him into the gym. You know, I take him twice a week.
It's multi-level marketing, people.
If you get them young, they stay longer.
Well, I'm trying to get into some healthy habits here at an early age. And
cuckolding his family.
Yeah.
And more discount for you.
The thing is, his family brings him, and we have an hour-long session, and they stay in the car and watch General Hospital. And they say,
they're watching GH.
They're watching GH. We always do.
That's my story.
Yeah, we do the class. I know that's your story. So they stream GH in the minivan while we're in working out. They just sit in the parking lot.
Eating chicken fingers?
Yeah, they go get their chicken fingers.
Get Sprite.
They sit down. And I said the other day, you know, I could take him home. And she said, no, we got to find out who shot Drew. And I was like, oh, okay. Well, the first day we were in there, I said, now when you're on the treadmill, you're going to, I would start at a 5, then maybe go up to 6-7. And he's like, ah! He just couldn't believe. And mm-hmm. So I did the hand motion. He goes, "You know that?" And I said, "Yeah, I know that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty hip. I'm pretty with it, I guess you would say."